You listen to ABC Radio National Breakfast. Fran Kelly with you on this Monday morning. It's 8:15. And it's not very long ago at all that the wool industry was one of our main export earners. Remember, we proudly proclaimed Australia rode on the sheep's back. The wool mark was a source of great pride, and a merino ram's head adorned our shilling coin. But in the period between January 1988 and February 1991, the Australian wool industry collapsed after the reserve pricing scheme was scuttled. Wool growers went bankrupt, textile firms overseas made heavy losses, greatly harming our international reputation, creating enduring resentment and hastening the switch to synthetic fibres. The story of this collapse and its aftermath has been written by Charles Massey, founder of the leading merino stud, Seven Park. It's called Breaking the Sheep's Back, and Charles Massey joins us now from Hamilton in Victoria. Charles, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Charles, what happened to the wool industry in 1991?
Well, an almighty smash is the answer, Fran. It's an incredible story so recently, but really what happened was that over successive seven federal governments, they sanctioned a straight-out government intervention in what was Australia's greatest export earner for, 150 years. And the government-appointed body called the Australian Wool Corporation was really set up to interfere in the market. And you've got to bear in mind, we're talking about the world's biggest wool industry, so whatever we did here affected the global industry. And the scheme they set up, in simple terms, it's called a buffer stock or reserve price scheme. And essentially, the government body sets a sort of minimum reserve or floor price. The market goes below that. They then stockpile with the intention of then selling when it's up to stabilise the market.
Isn't that a good thing? Doesn't that help growers, wool growers?
Well, on the surface, but the problem, Fran, is that if you go back in history throughout the 20th century, every single such scheme and across a range of commodities had a 100% failure rate. And over five decades and more, Australia's leading financial people, economists, heads of Treasury like Sir Roland Wilson and others, they said, if you do this, and we're talking about Menzies and McEwen right on, if you do this, you're guaranteed 100% failure. And they tried to defy gravity, but human nature kicked in, and the result was really what's Australia's biggest business disaster.
It worked for a long time, though. When you say human nature kicked in, what you're talking about is greed, really. You talk about greed really ruining the wool industry. What happened, in your view, in the late 80s that perpetrated the collapse?
Well, really, and you've picked up on it, Fran, the late 80s, the 1980s decade of greed, peak of a business cycle, all the corporate cowboys were playing havoc, banks were lending too easily, and we like to think that the staid old conservative wool industry didn't get caught up, but it did. And once you have a major flawed policy, human nature will kick in. And in the wool industry, we're not talking about sort of corrupt, shonky behaviour like some of the corporate cowboys. So there's people often acting for goodwill, but eventually the situation arises in the euphoria of a market boom where, yes, greed, hubris, ignorance, naivety, call it what you want, steps in and they set a price way above the long-term trend. And then when the market turned, they dug in their heels and
and didn't release the wool until they got that price.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they refused to lower the price to adjust to a changing market. And in the blink of an eye, billions of dollars went out in stockpiling this massive stockpile of wool.
I'm sure many of us can remember the news stories from that time. I just started in journalism and was reporting on it. Huge warehouses full of unsold wool bales, farmers going broke, textile industries going broke, textile mills not getting the stock. It was a collapse that, for those of us who hadn't been following it, seemed to come out of the blue because the wool industry was such a success story.
Look, you're absolutely right, Fran, but it happened so quickly. You know, in a matter of 3 or 4 months, $2 billion went and then another billion more and lots borrowed. I mean, there's a wonderful story. We all remember Bob Hawke's famous comment that by 1990, no child in Australia will be in poverty. Well, some wag of a bureaucrat at this time, as the wool stockpile was building towards 4 million bales, he stated that by 1992, every child in Australia will own a bale of wool. And that sort of summed it up. It was just this extraordinary rapid borrowing and escalation. And in the end, when it fell over, having blown billions, there was a $3 billion debt left owing to the world's largest banks. And this stockpile overhanging the market and killing off innovation and progress for another decade.
Charles, look, it's almost time for us to go, but you talk in the book about seven generations of political leadership making the wrong decisions, not necessarily for the wrong reasons, but sometimes for the wrong reasons. But nevertheless, how does that explain that the Australian wool industry, as you say, we were a world leader, we were the giant in this industry, we'd research, come up with all kinds of beautiful and new and clever wool, cool wool, remember, was a big thing. Why hasn't it come back? Why isn't it repaired?
Well, good question, Fran. Two key issues. Throughout the political debacle where we actually ended up with agri-politicians over-empowered by an act to run the industry, they had this antipathy to the customer. They always were seen as ripping them off. And the untold story is that once they jacked the price, the customers started to vote with their feet. They shifted their operations to increasingly to other fibres. And when it all fell over, their write-down in capital was mind-boggling, and including, you know, losses of family companies, mm-hmm. $10 million or more. So billions of write-downs there, and they never came back.
Okay.
And secondly, we had this hangover of a mediocrity culture that still persists today, because we never had a Royal Commission in what really at the time was a $12 billion disaster.
All right, Charles, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Frank.
Charles Massey is a Merino breeder. He's also the author of Breaking the Sheep's Back. As he says it, the shocking true story of the decline and fall of the Australian wool industry, published by University of Queensland Press. It's 8:22 on Breakfast.